Food has always been our best medicine. Everything we need to stay healthy can be found in nature's abundant storehouse, including medicines that can heal us should we fall sick. Today, those of us who are privileged enough to live in the Western world enjoy higher standards of hygiene than ever before and have unparalleled choice and access to food and excellent health care. Yet surprisingly, we are among the worst nourished nations in the world. The shocking fact is that even though we do not suffer the famines of the developing world, many of us are no better nourished than the severely malnourished peoples of the developing world. As we have become more affluent, we have acquired poor eating habits. We regularly miss meals or eat too fast, which can put a great strain on our gastrointestinal tract. We eat diets rich in refined sugar, cholesterol, and salt, which appeal to our sense of taste, and low in fiber, which puts a strain on the eliminative processes, as these types of food remain in the colon for a long time, increasing the risk of a buildup of toxins. The biggest killers of the Western world, heart disease, digestive disorders, cancer, and other degenerative diseases, are virtually unheard of in rural communities in Africa and India. Where the inhabitants live on simple diets of vegetables and whole grains. Scientists have shown that when peoples such as Eskimos, North American Indians, and Aborigines who had never experienced digestive problems, tooth decay, or even painful childbirth in their own cultures, were fed Western diets, they quickly succumbed to all the problems we experience. We know, therefore, that diet is largely to blame for heart disease, tooth decay, and some types of cancer. We eat nutrient-starved foods, take vitamin and mineral supplements our bodies cannot fully utilize, and, not surprisingly, fall prey to a wide range of illnesses. Instead of teaching us how to get back to basics and really look after ourselves, doctors treat diseases caused by unnatural foods as if they were an inevitable part of life. Millions of pounds are spent each year on drugs to control heart disease, digestive disorders, and cancer. If we stood back for a moment and observed the reasons why chronic illness develops, we could avoid much of this misery. Diet affects not only our physical, but our mental health. Studies in the U.S. have found evidence that the growth of the fast food industry correlates with the growth of antisocial behavior, violence, and even murder in the country. According to one study, scientists discovered that when white sugar, fast food, and low nutrient foods were removed from the diets of teenage offenders guilty of violent crime and burglary, and replaced with high-quality fruit, vegetables, and cereals, there was a 48% decrease in their antisocial behavior. We now know that junk foods, high-fat and high-sugar foods, which are low in vitamins and minerals, can cause chronic vitamin deficiencies that interfere with the proper functioning of the brain and upset the nervous system.